as miscellaneous and meeting debrief, so we've got another sad, bittersweet topic, which is Commissioner Schmidt's departure from the commission. And with all the other major things we've been doing today and all the stress, I don't feel like we're fully prepared to express all the appreciation to you that you deserve, but more will be coming. You can rest assured. I'm going to draft a statement of appreciation for you, which will go to our website. We posted our same with Director Anderson. There'll be a fuller accounting of your wonderfulness at our website. And we do have this very small token of our esteem, which is our little certificate of appreciation for your wall to remember your working days with the commission. But to even begin to capture Raleigh's unique qualities is going to be challenging, but the kinds of words that come to mind is he's just one of the greatest human beings. He's a human being with great humanity, as well as expertise, as well as credentials. He's as well as hardworking. I mean, you've been a stellar commissioner. You always come with a very reasoned set of comments. You've done your homework. You've taken your job incredibly seriously. And you've been a delight to work with. So I'm going to miss you so much I can barely think about it. And I think everyone else feels the same way. So, Director Anderson, do you want to say?
Be like Commissioner Holtzmiller. I don't know whether I'm going to make it. I'll
put my tissues away. Do I
have to keep them? You might have to get them out.
Get the tissues out.
So I'm going to call Commissioner Schmidt and Raleigh because that's what it's been to me for almost three quarters of my life. I've known this man. And I think he had the years counted out the other night that 39 years ago, probably right about within a week of 39 years ago, a week from today, when the session started in 1976,
exactly.
I and a colleague of mine walked into his office and suggested that he sponsor a bill of ours. And from that point on, my relationship, my friendship with Raleigh began. And, of course, he's had an incredibly distinguished career that is unmatched, I think, by anybody that I can think of in the professional fish, wildlife, conservation business that the offices that he has held, both here and within the state, within the federal government. His international work. He's a legend. Everybody knows who Raleigh Schmidt is and what he stands for and what a tremendous person he is and what he's done for the betterment of the fisheries resources in the country and beyond. I was thrilled when he was decided to volunteer for this job because it brought us back together. We would see each other occasionally on my intermittent trips to the nation's capital when he was NOAA's assistant administrator and head of National Fisheries Service. We kept in touch, but we didn't have a chance to really work together a lot, obviously, until he came back and took on this role. And whenever I've had problems, need some counsel and advice, I'd call course, call him up. And so he's been very generous with me and his time and always gives me good advice. Beyond that is the, all of the, I mean, all of the department staff that have had a chance to work with you feel exactly the same way. Mm-hmm. And whether it's the director or the deputy director or assistant directors, Jim Scott, Nate Pamplin, Ron Warren, Steve Teasfield, the list goes on and on. Everybody has really valued what you have brought to this commission, brought to this department. And so we worded this token of our appreciation for your tenure here a little bit differently and kind of unique, because it says, on behalf of the department's senior management team, which is everybody, and our it represents about 70 people, fish, wildlife, habitat, enforcement, capital assets management program, all of the leadership, the senior leadership, and in the regions, regional directors, are all part of the people like Chris Donnelly. All of those folks are in what we call our senior management team. So on behalf of the department's senior management team, this award is presented to Raleigh Schmitten in recognition of exceptional leadership, dedication, and contributions to the health, to the management and health of Washington's Fish and Wildlife Resources while serving as a Washington Fish and Wildlife Commissioner 2009 through 2014. I have one other thing here that's pretty special. And it's a badge.
Oh.
So no impersonating officers. But it's our Fish and Wildlife. It's the same badge that the chief has, and it has a commissioner on the bottom of it here, and it's a pretty special piece. Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Since my wife said if I'm not home by 5:15, I'm going to be a very humbled person. I don't want to hold everyone up. I've said my special goodbyes to Miranda. What an honor to Phil. It took me nearly, 42 minus 6, 36 years of trying to hire that man to finally to be able to serve with him for 6 years. I stood almost 40 years ago as the director of fisheries and received a similar plaque. I'm just so honored. We don't have a huge audience, but I can tell those of you that are here, what has kept this process going is the loyalty you have to Fish and Wildlife. You know the unsung heroes that you are. The people that are faithful to come month after month, whatever your issue, whether it was swans, Martha. I shared a special story with her today because we had our first 2 swans and 5 cygnets on our lake just a month ago. So that was a special thing. But that means a lot, and we've done a lot together. I've had so many jobs over 42 years and lived so many places that this is the crowning jewel in my humble hat, and I will wear with pride and probably go to jail for impersonating an officer your badge, and I could go around. But one special person, this man worked for me for almost 35 years, and now I've been able to work for him. I've enjoyed every single second working for him. His intellect, his integrity to the resource is just amazing. So thank you all.
Thank you.
I ought to tell one story.
Okay, go for it.
This is a story that's gone around so many times, I don't know whether it's true or not. It's very, very fitting. There was a gathering, and Raleigh was being honored for all of his many jobs and his contributions to fish and wildlife, and fisheries in particular. And it started by saying, well, he graduated from Washington State University, he became a state legislator, whereupon he became director of fisheries. He moved on from there to become the regional director of the National Marine Fisheries Service, and then on to the National Marine Fisheries Service, whereupon he served at on the International Whaling Commission and others. And whereupon his father, who was in the audience, turned to a person sitting next to him and said, "See, the kid could never hold a job."
That's actually true.
True story.
Same job.
Well, we just insist that you stay in touch with us. We will miss you greatly, each and every one of us, including Tammy. I can see her tearing up over there, too. You've been just a pleasure to work with, and we know that you're going to give us good counsel in the future, too. Okay, thanks so much. Hard task. But is there a blue sheet? Connie, do you have a blue sheet there?
Yeah, I don't have it written out yet. At the next meeting, I don't think there's a crush on it. I think we settled on it the last time.
Okay.
It had to do with the survival studies that are going on within the department and within NOAA and other agencies, salmon survival research that's I think very interesting and collaborative. It's a huge team, and I think the commission would enjoy hearing about it. So,
yeah, I would like to put on the table at the next available opportunity a blue sheet, meaning a request for a briefing on the enforcement program and the way in which we balance police work with conservation work, which has become a major dialogue debate in the public's mind. So I think we all need to be informed how that's done. Okay, anything else? Go Seahawks.
Go Hawks.
Thanks, everyone. Good job. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.